This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. For the past four decades, St. Louis area musicians have gathered each year to appreciate an instrument that's small enough to carry in your pocket, but too big to confine to a single genre, the harmonica, also known as the mouth harp. That annual event is called Harp Attack, and on August 29th, it celebrates its 40th anniversary at the Old Rock House by paying homage to St. Louis's harmonica playing greats, past and present. Johnny Diamond Erblick is among the featured harpists at that Harp Attack review. As a fixture in the local blues, jazz, and Latin music scene since the 1980s, he knows a thing or two about the event's origins, St. Louis's place in the world of mouth harp music, and the distinct charms and powers of the harmonica. And he joins us now to talk about that.
Thank you, Elaine.
John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And thank you for helping us promote our show.
Sure. Well, sharing some knowledge. Now, John, I want to start with a little bit of your history.
Okay.
As a harmonica player,
mm-hmm.
What was your first encounter with the mouth harp?
My first encounter probably was when I was in high school. I was noodling around. But what really got me hooked, I was a senior at Tulane University in 1978, and I went to the jazz festival, and I saw Muddy Waters and Jerry Portnoy playing the harmonica. And I think subliminally, that's what hooked me. And when I graduated, I came back here, and I had discovered the blues scene, the music blues scene. There's a fellow that I think you're probably acquainted with, Tom Papare.
Yes. Okay. Talked with him on the show.
Yeah. And he got me started. I approached him about getting instruction, and he really got me grounded in it. And that was, I'd say 1979, 1980. That's where I started.
Was there anything intimidating about this instrument?
Well, there's a saying, easy to play, difficult to master.
Mm-hmm.
But I got excellent advice from Tom and others. I studied Little Walter incessantly. He's sort of the B.B. King of the blues harmonica. But I also got involved with playing chromatic, which is different genres. And right now I'm very interested in playing Latin music with a fellow who I think you're acquainted with, Emerson Magnana.
Magana. We've had him here.
he's wonderful. We have a wonderful Latin music scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just kind of want to emphasize that it's not, yes, it's known as a blues instrument or a country instrument, but there's other genres that it's used in.
Mm-hmm. Where did your name Johnny Diamond come from? Was it given to you? Did you claim it?
Interesting. No, that was given to me. My grandfather and father had a jewelry business in the Arcade Paul Brown building, and I was involved with that. I have retired. I've closed the business. But that's where the moniker came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'll own up to it. I was always a little sheepish, and still am. I'm kind of two people on that, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, diamond is apropos because a diamond has many facets and all of the genres, right?
How poetic of you. Thank
sure.
you. Thank you.
So this is the 40th anniversary, mm-hmm. as it were, of the event. And mm-hmm. I know that you've been involved with mm-hmm. this event, you know, for many years.
Mm-hmm.
1986 was the first Harp Attack. Were you there?
I was.
Okay, tell us about that first year.
Well, the first year was organized by a fellow who you probably have heard, Ron Edwards was
mm-hmm.
on, okay, and a few other people who were interested. It was mostly a blues-oriented thing. 1986, we had a club called Mississippi Nights.
Yes.
And it was organized and put on there. It was a review. I don't have all the people in it, but the sole survivors of it that are in our show on the 29th, Eric was in it, Eric McSpadden. Rib Tips was in it. He was in Soulard Blues Band, which is a popular band still around. I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
My very good friend Sandy Weltman was in it, and he's a virtuoso. He's really, really does very eclectic things. He would be cool to have on the show sometime. And of course, Tom Papare was there. There's some people that had passed. My mentor, Keith Doder, was in it. There's a fellow, Big George Brock, that was in it. His progeny is involved in this. Doc Terry, sort of a figure. Patty Thomas had played in his band. Couple others. Dave Foley was one of the people who was instrumental in getting it going. There are people that have passed on. But it got organized just out of the love of blues and playing harmonica by this group of people, which is kind of unusual because musicians can be conflictual and it's sort of like herding cats. Mm-hmm. But we had a backup band that I have to tell you, Johnny Johnson, you know, Chuck Berry's Johnny Johnson, he was in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people were there?
I mean,
you've just described all the people who were playing music, but how many were gathered all together?
In the audience?
Yeah.
I don't really recall exactly, but it was probably, I know it was 100 to 150 at least. Mm. But the interesting thing about this first event that's a little different from ours is that there was a backup band. And with this, each artist is going to be bringing up his own accompaniment to play to his strengths. So you're going to see sort of a review. You know,
okay.
Sandy's going to do something different than Jim. I think he's going to do a little duo. But getting back to the 1986 show, the cool thing about it was these musicians, some of which are with us, some of which aren't, learned like 100 songs.
Mm. Was there something going on in another part of the country that inspired that first harp attack?
I'm not sure. I know that there are now. I know there's one on the West Coast that is organized by a fellow named Mark Hummel. But that to the degree of ours where we play and feature different styles of music, I'm not sure that that's around. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll go out on a little bit of a limb here. I think this is unique.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking today with Johnny Diamond Erblick, and we're discussing the 40th anniversary event called Harp Attack,
mm-hmm.
and the review and reunion that
yes.
it will be mm-hmm. on August 29th at the Old Rock House.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any examples of the way that harmonica music over the years has really shown up in unique ways in the St. Louis music scene?
Well, let's start with Stan Musial.
Yes.
As was brought to my attention, he loved to play the chromatic harmonica. There's two different styles. There's the chromatic, which has the little button on the side, and there's the diatonic. There was Richard Heyman, who I think maybe you're familiar with. He was the conductor of St. Louis Pops,
mm-hmm.
and he was famous for doing Ruby. Those are two examples that I, you know, kind of come to mind, float in my mind. But we had a good deal of artists in the blues genre that played before I played.
Mm-hmm. The Stan Musial connection is one that I learned just before the show started. And our executive producer, Alex Hoyer, said that he was there when Stan Musial night occurred. And everyone, fans 16 and older, received a harmonica at
really?
Game in 2013.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
how
understanding
cool.
starts here. Yeah, and that apparently everyone in the stadium who had a harmonica, they played Take Me Out to the Ball Game
oh, good.
During
wow.
the middle of the sixth inning, and it reflected Stan's number six. I mean, I don't know how much more St. Louis.
No. No, that's like
that.
Toasted ravioli. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah.
So let's talk about quickly some harp basics
mm-hmm.
before we get a little treat. Tell us how the harmonica works.
Well, it's a reeded system. It's very portable. In the diatonic harmonica, which when you kind of conceive of the idea of harmonica, that's the little thing you can put in your pocket and carry around a noodle on. It has 10 holes, but you can blow or you can draw and you'll get two different notes.
Mm-hmm.
The chromatic has a button on the side, a slide, and it effectively has two reed systems. So you can play chromatically. You can do all the notes easily without doing special techniques, which we call on the diatonic bending notes or overblowing or overdrawing or all that kind of thing. Those are the two types. Mm-hmm. And I mean, most jazz players tend to favor the chromatic, but on the other hand, you have people like Sandy Weltman, who is very, you know, adept at this, and he can play chromatically on the smaller one, and he'll just wow you because he can play in all 12 keys on one harmonica. I mean, I can't do that. You know, there's no, I don't know. There's another fellow, Greg Hommert. I think he does that technique. I'm sure there's other people in town that can do it, but mm-hmm. that's kind of how it breaks down.
Well, John, we would be remiss if we did not ask you to play, okay. And you have three harmonicas there.
I do.
So before you play, can you tell us which one you're going to pick up and what you'll be playing?
Okay. Well, I thought what I would do is this, and I hope I don't mess this up because I'm going to – there's a bunch of people listening. There's a chromatic harmonica, which is – maybe you can't see me, but it's got a little button and it changes the pitch. And then there's these diatonic harmonicas, which have this kind of sound. Now, the diatonic, we change the pitch by a technique called bending. And I'm just going to demonstrate a little of that for you. You know, that gives you kind of a blues sound.
Mm-hmm.
Is my volume okay?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to get too weird. But I thought what I would do is just very briefly because I'm, you know, I'm no virtuoso. Although I have been doing it for 50 years,
sure.
I'd just like to play some on the chromatic. There's a really pretty song that is not – you heard it when maybe your grandmother or your mother was around. Just gonna see if I can do this. That's really a lovely song.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
My pleasure.
Executive producer Alex Hoyer says that his mom used to sing that to him when he was a kid. And that is a song that I play for my son.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't sing it to him because I wanted him to fall asleep and not be jolted.
It's beautiful. I mean, it sounds really good on the chromatic.
Yeah. And yeah. It has a very different... It's quite palpable with this instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
It's much more versatile than you might think. I mean, I'm here to kind of promote my show, but I also kind of want to introduce some people to the, you know, the different facets, like you said, of
right.
the instrument. It's not just, oh, I played with a guy who'll remain unnamed. He said, well, that we consider kind of a toy. Well, I don't because I put 50 years into this.
Right, right. I mean, the art, the skill mm-hmm. that it takes. When folks go to the event, mm-hmm. I'm sure that there will be people who, like you, when you heard Muddy Waters, mm. are going to hear this music and be captivated by it. What are some of the ways that people can learn more mm-hmm. About supporting, you know, harpist music, maybe about learning themselves?
Well, first of all, I learned because I got captivated with it. I came religiously to the venues where the music was being played. This is a non-commercial station. I don't want to name places, but it's available. There's a website, stlouisblues.net. My friend Dave Beardsley is in charge of that. There's the St. Louis Blues Society. But there is a Gateway Harmonica Club that offers instruction. Additionally, I know my friend Sandy Weltman, whose name I mentioned here. I know he's an instructor. You can get lessons on YouTube. But I really think, Elaine, the way that I learned is repetition. I did not read music, and now I'm semi-literate in reading music. I don't think you need to read music. You just have to really want to play it and do it. Doesn't hurt to have a keyboard either, but there's ways that you can get instruction. And the other answer to the question is just please support us. Please come and see us play, because we just need that. And that's kind of why I'm here. And thank you.
Oh,
for having us. Thank you.
Johnny Diamond Erblich is a harmonica player, and he is going to be part of the Harp Attack 40th Reunion Review on Saturday, August 29th at the Old Rock House. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you can get tickets at oldrockhouse.com.
This episode was produced by Darius Varner.
Audio engineering and sound design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.